I'm inside Coffee Revolution, Sheffield Uni Student Union. I think I am anyway. And I'm sat with, what's your Twitter name?
LisaB7US.
What's your real name?
Lisa Behrens.
And what are you studying here?
I'm doing an MA in International Political Communication.
So I saw a tweet earlier on with you saying, why don't you come and talk at our university today, as I was heading up the motorway. Do you have any authority to say such a thing?
I didn't at the time, but thank God for Twitter, because my lecturer's on it. So he immediately picked that up and sort of went, oh, A, I didn't know you were on Twitter, and B, come along. So yeah, definitely, you've been formally invited.
Formally invited to come and talk at a class, which if my lift doesn't arrive before, which is winging its way up from Derby now, starts at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
What's the class about?
Well, today is not anything about anything specific. At the moment, we're working on collectively, everybody in the class, getting a website together with news stories and video and audio slideshows, and kind of making a group project whilst individually fulfilling all your requirements for the stories.
So incorporating multimedia into your web presence?
Definitely. We're trying to make something that's still adheres to an assessment, obviously, but at the same time is something that we can then learn from and incorporate into what we hopefully will do in the future.
What do you want to do in the future?
Oh, I'm changing my mind pretty rapidly. I wanted to get into political communication, political PR, specifically in the US, because I did my BA in American studies. So I'm heavily, my head's always in American politics, so, but I'm rapidly sort of turning into a political commentator now, so I don't really know. It's still developing.
So what about bringing back good, honest gonzo journalism, that kind of political commentary that you never necessarily know is fact or fiction, but stops us in our tracks, makes us question the news, and also entertains us, dare I say, the work of Hunter S. Thompson and people like that?
Look, that's definitely up there with one of the things that, you know, I'd like to do, but there's a lot to learn from me yet.
And you've got to find somewhere to earn money first.
Exactly. Stuff doesn't grow on trees.
What are you being taught here, or what are you being kind of told as to what the possible future of journalism may be?
There's a heavy emphasis on new media. I'm quite impressed by how they've sort of embraced that.
Which, of course, is old media to a lot of us.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody's pretty involved. To say that the majority of the lecturers are on Twitter, for example, we're encouraged to use Audioboo. There's a lot of the tech support at the department itself is fantastic. They are always on top of new stuff. We're learning a lot of the technical side as well, especially in the web journalism lecture. There's a lot of CMS stuff and kind of learning how to format and, you know, learning HTML and stuff, and I knew some of it, but I was quite impressed by how developed it was.
Well, excellent. I hope to get to meet a few more of the people here that are studying, and maybe even get to meet your lecturer, who is on Twitter. So I will say thank you very much for inviting me. Who'd have thunk I'd be sat here drinking coffee and enjoying very fast Wi-Fi?
Yeah, well, you know, best student union in the country, so voted number one 3 times.
And that's a fact, because this is a journalism and political course we'll be talking on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.